building with a two-story house and accessory outbuildings. This is the largest building in the ensemble. The house has a floor area of over 400 square meters, which demonstrates that the owner had a certain social status. A common characteristic of Roman houses is the absence of views to the outside. The windows opening onto the street are often few and small. In contrast to the numerous large openings, doors and windows onto the atrium. This model of domestic spatial organisation reveals a way of life that placed the family and the private sphere as the core interests of Galician Roman society at this time. The atrium or courtyard with a polygonal floor plan articulates the access to the different rooms or auxiliary structures of the domus. For example, to the northwest, there is a staircase that would have given access from the outside. Next to it, on one side, and attached to it, there is a rectangular tank, probably used for storing grain. On the other side, there is also a large storage space that could have been used as a firewood deposit or food pantry. We know this after finding a large dolium, a large capacity pot used to store agriculture products. A famous ancient philosopher, Diogenes, from whom the homonymous syndrome is derived, used it as a dwelling, which may give us an idea of its size. One of its probable uses was the storage of wine, oil, etc. This fatty substance of vegetable origin had different uses, skincare, cooking, or even for lighting at night by means of lamps and lanterns. The latter, which are well represented on the site, are decorated with a wide variety of themes, gymnastic exercises, mythology, warriors, gods, and others. To the northeast, a paved space with the presence of a hearth marks the place where food was prepared. But the most striking feature is to the east, where there is another staircase that seems to lead to an upper floor. Outside the cities, the domus of the Romanized Galician people were usually only one story high, so the construction of raised floors such as this one at San Tomé is not frequent. For this reason, it can be deduced that the owner was a citizen with certain economic resources. On the upper floor, there is a solarium supported by wooden pillars. On the lower floor, there is a curious heating system called a tribet. And finally, to the southeast, there are other rooms which also had an entrance from the outside, and which, from the remains found, are thought to have formed a small workshop for the repair or maintenance of everyday tools.